Oh.
Hi, good morning. It's Sarah from Deluxe Home Care. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Sarah?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm all right.
That's great. So I see that there was no clock in last week on Friday. I was wondering if she worked.
Yeah, she did work, but I ended up, my phone had died when she was leaving, and we ended up getting busy. We had people coming into town, so, yeah, we didn't do it, and I figured I told her we called her to do the sheet, but, yeah, the phone was dead and all kind of stuff, so.
Okay, and that was from 10 She's, to
2? Yeah, 10 to 2. She said, do you want her to send the sheet in?
No, I'm going to just, I'll put it in. Now that the state changed the law, if I speak with you and confirm the visit, I can add it in.
Okay, yeah.
And also, on the 31st, the amount of time that's left is just 45 minutes. Everything's used up. So instead, I could just add those 45 minutes to a different day. So do you want me to just put it on to Thursday's visit? So instead, it will be 10 to 2:45?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And then the last thing was that, is she aware of the change that she has to enter when you, do you clock her out or does she clock herself out from the phone?
She clocks out.
And it's from your phone, right?
Yeah. She said that what happened was that when she calls and tries to put the code in, I guess, for the actual status thing,
mm-hmm.
that it doesn't go through and let you do it. The only thing it lets you do is put the 3 zeros in the pound. It don't let you do the task.
Well, instead of putting the 000, she should enter the task number. So let me see what some of your
That's what I'm saying. Like the task number, it like when you try to put in a task number, when she tries to put in the task number,
yeah.
It doesn't go through. It don't even do nothing, no option or nothing.
Really?
Like if you press like 015 or something, she said it didn't do anything. I was sitting and watching her try to do it. Like it didn't make no noise. But then once she pressed the 000, that's when it worked.
We could try it together now. Do you want to try it together and see if it works?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, do you want to call it and make the conference, or should I do it? Because if I do it, then you're not going to be able to practice.
No, we're sitting in, we're right, both right here, so she's on speakerphone.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
So, you said, so what do we need to do? We're doing a speakerphone now. She's doing my feet, so we can show it.
Oh, perfect. So if you want, you could call the number, make it like a conference call so I could hear you doing it, and I'll tell you which step is going wrong. Or I could do it, and I could just explain to you each step that I'm doing.
Okay, hey, okay. All right, hold on.
So this is about time for me to pack it in.
Okay. I'll just reject the call. It's okay if it's not your time. I'll delete it.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So you're going to add the call, or you want me to do it?
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
Oh, perfect.
Hold on. Where you got it at in here, baby? Hold on.
And then don't press 1. Press 2 for clock out, because this works by the clock out.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I found it for you.
Sorry. For call in, press 2 for call out. Press 3 for call confirmation.
She said press 2 for call out.
Enter assignment ID.
And then here is where you put her PIN in.
Enter assignment ID.
Your PIN, like the 6-digit
code. Press 2 assignment ID.
You
have entered 126580. If correct, press 1. Press 0 to re-enter. Enter duty ID and press the pound key.
So these are the duty IDs. So, for example, let's say she did change linen, so try 24 pounds and see if it goes through.
Enter duty ID and enter next duty ID.
Then you could try the next one, which is, let's say,
like that.
17 pounds.
Enter next duty ID.
and then 11 pounds.
Okay. Enter next.
Okay, I thought it was, you was doing it with the zero at first, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Because they got zero on the paper.
I didn't say specific.
Oh, no problem. So then if you wait a few seconds after entering five duty IDs, it will just say call registered. So let's say you could test it out. We could do
call registered. Goodbye.
Oh, it just took the two.
Right, so it's going to click after two because it wasn't quick enough. But the thing is that it needs at least five. Even though it says it went through, really it didn't fully go through. So
do it again?
No, you don't have to do it again because I'm going to reject the call on my end because we're just practicing. But let me delete it.
Not what you said.
But when you do, like, when you do it for real, then make sure that it has five entered in before it hangs up. Like before it says call registered, goodbye.
Oh, can you do it fast?
You
don't have to pause.
And... Is that as long as you put it, where you was fucking up at was when you was putting them zeros in front of the number.
So right, yeah. I hit pound.
You just put the number, put the number in and press pound. Yeah, that
okay.
Now, what if, do you have access to put the app on your phone? Because otherwise, because it, instead of calling in, there's the app. I'm not sure if you were offered that option.
What?
You got the data charge. You got to wait till you get that new phone so you can put that on that phone.
Oh, okay. I'll just think for now because I got to get a new phone. I don't got it wet. So I can't do my touch screen like I, it glitches all over my screen.
Okay, no problem. So when you get a new phone, then reach out and I'll give you the...
My number will still be the same, though. My number will still be the same. It's just I need to get another phone.
Okay, no problem. So when you get that new phone, then let me know.
Okay.
All right.
And then I added the visit in from Friday that was not clocked in.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Sure. Bye.